Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tune in to On The Grind Live, where we support anybody out there grinding in any capacity. It doesn't matter exactly what capacity that is. As long as it's a grind and as long as you can talk about it and as long as you want people to know it, you should be on the grind. You know what I'm saying? But you know my slogan. If you see me, you see dope people. Let me repeat myself. If you see me, you see dope people. So you know what that means. I got dope people with me. You get what I'm saying? So I need y'all to understand what we got going on. You know what I mean? Y'all been hitting me up talking about, yo, what's up with the ladies? Y'all don't got the ladies on here. Listen, we got the ladies on here right now. We got somebody with us that's really doing some big things, and I want to make sure y'all understand what she got going on. But I'm going to let her introduce herself. Talk to the people. Let them know who we talking to right now.
What's good? My name is Deja Destiny, a.k.a. Big Dej. You know,
Big Dej? Yeah. What's going on? I like that. I got to say that again. Big Dej, you know what I'm saying? I fucks with that. You know what I'm saying? First of all, one, let's talk about your name, the brand. Like when I look at, when I talk to people, I like to understand the background behind their name. Some of it is really intertwined into, you know, their birth name, and some of it's intertwined in the different stories and things like that. So talk to me about your story behind Deja Destiny.
Yeah. So Deja Destiny is
Destiny. Let me get it right. Deja Destiny. Let's get it. Yes.
But yeah, Deja Destiny is my first and middle name. Deja being my first name, Destiny being my middle name. And I was named, my first name was named by my sister, my older sister. I was named after Tyra Banks' character in Higher Learning. Yeah, so Rafael Sadiq, I love you, Deja. That's all I ask of you. That's my song. Destiny, I was named by my grandmother before I was born. She passed away a few months before I was born. Okay. But she named me, she said Destiny, and they said that they didn't like Destiny. And she was like, no, not Destiny, Destiny. So they made it Destiny.
Okay.
We got to carry you on that name, you know what I'm
saying? Got to carry you on the name, you know, mm-hmm. Definitely. Shout out to your family, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a dope story to put together. Let the people know where you from and what you represent, where you represent.
Yeah, so I'm originally from the Bronx, New York, but I was raised in Newark, New Jersey. You know,
shout out to Dirty Jers, shout out to Jers, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and shout out to the Bronx, New York. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, that, you know, really? Me, exactly. So I'm familiar. I had a lot of New York come to me, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, so shout out to New York City. I had Queens on yesterday, so it was definitely dope. So for you, you grew up, you know, you were in Jersey, BX. So talk to me about the upbringing in both those areas. Like how was it growing up for you and the things, you know, and just your life in general in those areas.
Yeah. I mean, I was, because I was always into things. Like my mom, she made sure that I was always active. Whether it be just in cheerleading, I was like rated number 10 in the nation in table tennis. Like, oh, I know that's like random, but like,
but like, talk about, you done said it now. We're gonna talk about that table tennis. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, stuff like that, gymnastics. But I've also been performing since I was about 10 years old as well.
Right.
So a lot of that, my father is in music, Raheem from the Grandmaster Flash. Shout out to my father. But having that upbringing and also being from the Bronx, I'm heavily influenced by music.
Right.
I feel like it was only, you know, right that I came into it.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. It definitely sounds like you was, you know, it's in the genes. You get what I'm saying? It's deep in the blood. So it resonates with you. And do you feel like music comes second nature to you?
Yeah, it does. I say first nature.
First nature. Yeah, first nature. Like, you know what I mean? It's like it's like your first language, right? Like it's one of those things that. So, but you know, before we get into the music, we know we got to talk about the table tennis. We got to talk about the gymnastics. Like, talk to me about the sports side of Deja Destiny.
Yeah, like, I don't know. When I was younger, I was, like, really, really competitive. As I got older, I feel like I'm still competitive, but right. Just not as far as, you know, athleticism goes.
Right.
But, yeah, like, when I was younger, I was heavy. I was trained at the Boys and Girls Club. Shout out to Boys and Girls Club because they really kept me out of trouble just because they had so many programs that right. I was able to go through. And the gymnastics, the table tennis, going through glass roofs, like teaching me how to learn how to blow glass and stuff like that.
Right,
all that was through the Boys and Girls Club. So yeah, it kept me busy. It kept me active.
Definitely. Well, you know, shout out to the Boys and Girls Club. I definitely ran through the Boys and Girls Club, stayed out of trouble too. So I definitely resonate with that. You know, so coming up like into the music business, knowing it's in your blood, like, you know, when did you decide that you would do this professionally from a music perspective?
I think that I've always known that I wanted to do it professionally. Okay. From when I was younger performing, from 10 years old, I knew like, this is what I want to do with my life. And I want to be able to make a living out of it.
Right.
I grew up watching younger artists make it, whether it be on Disney Channel, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, just all types of different artists. Even Willow Smith, you know, I went my hair back and forth, seeing her come out. All of that was so inspiring as a child, like, this is what I want to do. That's who I want to be like, you know?
Right. Do you feel like, you know, seeing those not only was a motivation, but maybe helped you develop the style of music that you create today? Or does it really just, you know, point you in the direction you wanted to go?
Yeah, I think that it just pretty much developed me as a performer is what it really did. I think as a writer, I've been able to just, you know, get more and more creative. I've had people come in and help me, you know, write from the beginning. I had somebody coach me on how to write properly, how to construct the song in the right way so that it makes sense. And that was, I want to say, I like 13, 14 years old. So from there, I've been able to build on that. And personally, I feel like everything that I write is a hit.
You're supposed to.
My team could vouch for that. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to all the music, I feel like you would feel the same way, though. But yeah,
definitely. You're supposed to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else tell you different, they're not supposed to be in your circle. You know what I mean? Like, you know, let me take it back. You don't want no yes people, right? But you do want some people that'll help you, you know, or motivate you to keep going. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the people in your circle that do that, you know? Because it's definitely important. Listen, I see y'all tuning in right now. We got Deja Destiné with us. I need y'all to put them comments on there. I see y'all tune in. Jasmine, she already put her comment up there, so she let people know, you know what I mean, she in the building. But listen, if you here to support her, put a comment on there. I'm gonna put it up on the screen so she know what's going on. It's on the grind live. So talk to me about your process when creating a record. Do you have to be in a certain environment? Or, you know, you can pretty much create a record anywhere. Like, what is the studio got to be like for you before you get in there and record?
I don't really like a lot of people in the studio with me at all. Like, usually it's just me, my engineer, my girlfriend. I don't really have a lot of people in the studio. I have been, like, opening up more to that because my manager is like, oh, I have people that want to, you know, come and see you and meet you and everything like that. So I don't like so many people. I don't know why. It's just not something that I don't think that I'm comfortable messing up in front of a lot of people. And you know, when you're inside of the studio, it's that creative process of recording, not so much writing, because writing comes to me, I write 30 minutes, but when it comes to perfecting it for recording, I don't like messing up in front of people. So I'd be like,
No, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm an artist too. I definitely understand how you feel. I like being in the studio by myself, and unless you're the producer or the engineer or somebody's really supposed to be in there. And the reason for that is because people are distractions, right? Like, so if you start messing around, like, you know, messing up, I find myself looking at the people in the room.
Right.
They ain't doing nothing wrong, but the fact that they in there when they, you know, they're not supposed to be part of that, you know, creative process. It's what, you know, it's what for me is not really going to make the song come out the way I feel like it should come out. You get what I'm saying? So I definitely understand that. I feel you. So for the people who don't know, you know, the type of music that you make, and for those people that your manager might even want to bring into a studio session, like, let me ask you this. Like, if they was to say, okay, are we in here with you? What kind of music you going to give us? Like, what would you tell them?
It depends on whatever the music is telling me. I'm a rapper and a singer, but okay. I started out as an R&B singer. So if the music is telling me to sing, I'm going to sing on it. If it's telling me to fuse both, you know, singing and rapping, that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, that's it. Right. It's never nothing to get on anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. if you had to define your style, right, to a fan, right, mm-hmm. and say, okay, I'm about to press play on all of your music right now, what would they expect from Deja?
They can expect my music to be sassy. They can expect confidence. They can expect it to make them feel good and for it to make them feel like they really that bitch.
Yeah, well, you start, shit. I feel you on that. You get what I'm saying? So, I appreciate music like that. Why? Because, you know, there's people out there that really shy, don't really have feel like they have the ability to have that type of voice and then listen to something like that to motivate them. You know what I mean? It means you're changing life. And you only got to do it one fan at a time. You don't got to have a group of people. So are there specific producers that you work with, or do you have, doesn't really matter the producer as long as you feel the beat that they presented to you?
Yeah. So currently I work with my engineer and producer. His name is Shali Griebrose. And also my manager, he is a producer as well. He's one of Missy Elliott's producers. One of the Soul Diggers, Sean Bless. So, and then also Jasmine, my girlfriend, she also has been producing as well. So my team, everything is pretty much internal, but we do, get beats from outside sources as well. As long as it sound good, we don't mind.
Shout out to the producers out there that had the opportunity to send music to Deja. Talk about your team. As you mentioned your team, like how important has your team been for you? You know, what is it like working with a team? Like, you know, give me that background.
Yeah, my team is really important. I feel like things don't get done without a team. As an artist, you definitely need a team. You know, it's so much stuff that I could do on my own, but it makes it so much easier when you have people that are able to do that for you, able to reach out to these people while you're having to perform, or, you know, just making sure that you have somebody that's kind of a buffer between you and somebody that's trying to reach out to you or work with you. And also just kind of making sure that everything is in order. My management team, they also do production as well. So like video shoots, all of that stuff, we do all of that in-house.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's dope to have all that in-house. You get what I'm saying? That way you can take your time on it. You can really make sure that it comes out the way you want it. And, you know, and you ain't, you know, you're not rushed, right? So very important. Let's talk about this song, She Her.
Okay.
Who produced that? Give me like the background, the story behind that, you know, behind that whole track and the vibe that we hear when that song plays.
Yeah. So She Her was produced by Shali Griebrose and Jasmine Penix. The song was basically just made off of the energy of like, I'm her, you know, I needed an introduction record for my new day ones. And that's what I call my supporters, my day ones. But, I needed an introduction track for my new day ones so that they know who I am, what I'm about. And, you know, basically the energy that I give off, and the energy that I give off is usually that I'm her. And I feel like if you a woman, you should be her too. Right. And if you a man, you should be him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
That confidence within themselves.
Definitely. You know what I mean? Definitely. I've listened to the song, you know what I mean, a couple times. I ain't gonna lie to you. We got it on our radio stations. We got them on two radio stations spinning right now. Power 107.6 The Truth. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, so it's spinning here. We also got it spinning in Atlanta, Hype 87.3. So, you know, shout out to the people supporting, you know what I mean, the record and things like that. And it's definitely getting those spins. And it's a dope record. I ain't gonna lie to you. Y'all need to go check that out. Do we got that on all digital platforms?
Yes, it is already out on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So make sure that
as well. So make sure y'all stay tuned.
Let me ask you this. How long, like, give me the years, like how long you said you know, since you were young, but do you remember the very first song that you created?
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
It's, I believe it's called Denial.
Denial. Let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to go back and talk to the artist who created Denial and have a conversation, what do you think that conversation would be about?
I would just tell her to keep on going, because if I, listening back to Denial, which Denial is actually on SoundCloud, and I left it up there for purposes of, right, you know, I need people to be able to go back and see, like, at 14 years old, I was already writing about being fly and red bottoms and all of this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right, That's always been my energy. So I just would tell her to keep on going. She already dope.
Right. The growth. I think people will hear the growth too, right? Like they will hear the growth. They go on SoundCloud and listen to Denial and then turn around and listen to your latest records. You know, I definitely think they will hear the growth. Like, how do you feel like your growth's been over the years, musically and even inside of, you know, outside of music?
Yeah, I feel like I've grown tremendously as a person. And I feel like that reflects in my music. I used to be a lot more rowdy, and I think I'm more calm now. Right. And I appreciate that. I can appreciate my more zen, you know, side or personality. Yeah, I feel like that just, I guess, happens with getting older, though.
Oh yeah, you know, wisdom comes along with getting older, right? And you know, you start to, the older you get, the more you start to realize that you're more interested in the peace than the rowdiness, right? Like you start to look at your circle and be like, nah, they don't need to be here, right? Or I need to change my attitude, right? Or I need to change my environment. It might not necessarily be the people, it could be you. Like, I've ran into those situations with myself. So I can definitely understand that. Whether you're, well, let me ask you this. This ties into the last question. Do you feel like you living or you surviving?
I feel like I'm living.
Yeah.
I feel like every day I am living, and I'm thankful that I'm living too, because I feel like there was a point where I feel like I was surviving and fighting for my life.
But yeah, definitely. Yo, how do you plan to be a game changer in the music business? You know, there's people, there's music, there's artists out there that you know that really sound the same. So how is Deja going to be the game changer moving forward?
Yeah, I just plan to like come in and break down doors with authentic good music that is both vibey, because I feel like we in a day and age where everybody just want to vibe out to the music, but
right.
We got vibes, you know, mixed with lyricism. And right now I feel like we lack in the lyricism part.
That's a fact, yeah.
To come back, I kind of do appreciate like the beef that's going on a little bit, just because it's making the listeners have to tap in and really listen to the lyrics and what
the
people
bars. Exactly. Yeah. I come from the bar era, so I could definitely understand that. What do you feel like right now, up to this point, is your biggest accomplishment?
My biggest accomplishment is not really my biggest accomplishment is not even my accomplishment. Is that crazy? Okay.
That's crazy. It's good though. It's, you're thinking about others, you know.
My father, which is not his biggest accomplishment, but he was invited to perform at the VMAs this past year.
Okay.
And I was able to go with him, my brother and myself, and we were able to walk on the pink carpet, and just be backstage and meet all of these amazing people. I was able to meet Nicki. I speak to Cardi. It just was so many different amazing artists that I was able to meet from that. Right. And I feel like that even though it was not my accomplishment, that is something that I could check off my list and say, oh wow, I was there as a plus one, and now I'm here for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I definitely resonate with that, because you know, that puts you, it gives you an experience that not many will have the opportunity to experience. Right.
Right.
So at some point, you know, for me, you know, doing different things, I was a face in the crowd. Right. But now when now in the future, you feel like, okay, now they know who I am. Right. Like when they see me, you know, the faces in the crowd now see me. It's going to be a day where somebody else is going to have the opportunity you had with your dad, and then they're going to meet you and feel the same way. So and then you'll be able to resonate that with that. I remember those times. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's definitely a dope feeling to have. Now let's take it back. Like, what do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned in this music business?
The biggest lesson that I've learned, I would say, not to play people too close, you know? Yeah. Just keep everybody at distance. Everything is business. Like, this is, you gotta treat it like work, even though it doesn't feel like work to me, because it's something that I love. When it comes to the business aspect of it,
right,
you have to treat business like work, you know? Business is business, strictly financial. So, like, you got to kind of make sure that you're not mixing business with pleasure. You making, you know, you keeping your intentions pure. And, you know, everything with me is all about the music. But, yeah, that's definitely a lesson that I've learned.
You talked about earlier that you like to perform. Yeah. So what is Deja the performer like, you know, for the people who haven't had the opportunity to see you live?
Yeah, I give a lot of energy. I give a lot of cocky energy when I get on the stage. I usually bring my dancers. I have, you know, the flashy custom outfits and all of that good stuff. And we have fun. You know, I'm big on crowd interaction. I try to make sure that the crowd is enjoying themselves and that I'm not just up there rapping to myself, you know. Prep the crowd and let them know what the lyrics is before I start so that I don't feel like y'all don't know my music. We gonna all rap it together.
Yeah, definitely. I see y'all out there. Shout out to Luck to God. You get what I'm saying? Just tune in. If y'all out there, I see y'all. Put a comment in there. Let me know you in here to support Deja Destiny, and we're going to make sure I put you up here so people know that, you know, we're going to shout you out too. You know what I mean? Greatly appreciated. You got another record that you looking to push. Talk to me about this other song. You get what I'm saying? Like if it's produced by the same people or not, let us know. Right. But then, you know, really break down the record for us, you know, and what we should expect.
Yeah. So this record is called 8. It's going to be dropping the end of May, beginning of June. So, again, make sure that y'all stay tuned in so that you can see the actual date. But this song is produced, again, by Charlie Greer Bros. It's a Jersey club drill type of mix song.
Okay.
And it's real fire. You know, the title is called 8 because in She, Her, it was about let me eat. And for 8, it's I just, you know, I ate. And that's basically what it is. It's me just explaining how I ate, explaining, you know, basically who I am, what I do, and why I'm the best at it. And we got some dance moves for y'all too with the video. So
That's what's up. Listen, you gotta have the dance moves. Like the dance moves is gonna help resonate with the people, right? And it's gonna help resonate with the song. It's gonna help him go viral. Right. It's going to take it to the whole nother level. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to appreciate the songs that got to dance with it. You know what I mean? Don't stop sleeping on that. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's definitely important. I think it's definitely important. Besides music, like what else does Deja want to get into? You know, talk to me about I know music is not the, you know, start and the finish. Like, talk to me about, you know, what else, you know, you want to get into. And shout out to Ebony Combs. I see you. You know what I mean? She says she loves you, so you know, so.
But yeah, I mean, get into everything that I can get into. I'm an Aquarius. I am like extremely artistic in just all aspects. Like I paint, I do hair, I do makeup. I have my own like skincare line, doing shea butter. So it's so many things that I feel like I can tap into. I can act. So. Right. It's just so many things that I really want to do. And I feel like once the music takes off, I'll be able to allow everything else that I do to take off as well.
Right. You talk about your own, you have your own brand with Shea Butter line, right? Mm-hmm. Like I've always wondered and inquired on how to do something like that. Like what was your process in creating that? You don't got to give all the jewels right now. Right. But like, talk to me about, what it was like creating that and you know, the name of it. If it's out there now, let's push it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, so it's called Cochene Skin. So it's Co for coconut, Che for Shea, and Ne for Destiny Skin. So I kind of put it all together, Cochene Skin, and I kind of wanted it to sound like something that was a little bit French. You know, I wanted it to be like TikTok videos for people being like, oh, say this word. And you know, they're not pronouncing it correctly. I don't know. I had this whole idea in my brain.
That's dope. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's dope. You better trademark that. Tell, yo, Get your people together if you haven't done already. Get your patents, get your trademarks done. You know what I'm saying? Because this is official. But yeah, keep. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. This is a dope name. You know what I mean? It's dope. So yeah, talk about it.
But yeah, I did research on the products and you know how everybody else is doing it and how I can make mine better. And with shea butter, it's like really, really oily.
Right.
The time you put it on, it'll get on your clothes and everything like that. So. I did find a way to reduce that oil so that it just really soaks into your skin and it leaves you soft and glowing.
Right.
And we have all types of different fragrances, aloe, coconut, vanilla, a bunch of different fragrances.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of where it came from. I did my research and I'm real big on doing what I want to do. So as soon as right. I felt like I was ready to go ahead and pull that plug, I started ordering everything that I needed and yeah.
You ever thought about when you performing in your, you know, when you in your performances or, you know, future tours that you go on that you sell that as part of your brand, part of your products and things like that. So while you out there getting your music money, you getting your entrepreneur money at the same time.
For sure. That can definitely be part of merch. And yeah. I thought about that as well.
Yeah, if you listen, do it. I'm trying to tell you. First of all, it'll separate you, you know what I mean, from any artist, you know, in your on your level right now from anybody else out there. And it doesn't matter, you know, who's a celebrity out there, really. You're your own celebrity. And the name is dope, right? So it's intriguing. Like, I'm going to look at it and be like, yo, I need to see what that is, right? So I definitely think, you know, that's definitely something you should do. You talked about acting, too. So, you know. Like dig into that. Like, is there specific roles that you want to kind of get into, or it's really, you know, anything that you feel like you can dive into is what you want to take advantage of?
Yeah, really anything that I feel like I can resonate with. I've been in a couple of different films. When is the June 6th?
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So June 6th, we have a premiere. It's actually going to be in Newark at Newark Cinema. So this is my first time actually being in a movie theater, like in a movie. Super crazy. So I'm excited for that. But I've been in different shows and things like that as extras when I was younger. So I'm really, really excited about this. And I feel like with this role, I was able to be serious. I was able to. They got a lot of my reactions, a lot of my facial expressions that were really good. So I can't wait to see myself.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. When you start promoting that, make sure you tag us. You get what I'm saying? So we can make sure y'all, you know, we tuned in, right? Scrolling at the bottom is her Instagram, right? We try to make sure we get the accents and things in there. It wouldn't go in the way it was supposed to, but I made sure I got the spelling right. Deja Destinee. Official. Yeah. Not to be confused with anything else. She's official. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely. So let me ask you this. This is a question that I like to ask the people. Every single person that I talk to, in any capacity that we interview them on. This is On The Grind Live. So what do you feel like your definition of grind is?
To work and put in the work. And, you know, and when you don't want to do it, put in the work then too. Because in the end, it's going to pay off.
Right. So in a situation where even when you're not motivated, you stay consistent is important. Right. So, you know, definitely something that, you know, I like to ask the people all the time, you know, grinding is part of everything that you got to do in order to be successful. So you grind to get your brand out. Right. Your shea brand. You grind to do the acting, you grind to do the music, you grind to take care of the business, and then you see the results of that, which is the success, right? Branding, you know, is very important. So how do you, you know, what are some things that you're doing differently to brand Deja, that you probably haven't, you know, that makes you feel like you're standing out?
I feel like just based off of the fashion, the fashion and the unique sense of style that I have
right. With
music, it makes it a lot more intriguing. I feel like a lot of the artists now, even with a team of stylists, they don't look like marketable, and they have to be built up to be marketable. And I'm coming to you a full package. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to try to polish me. No, I'm coming to you already ready to go with a full team, stylist, everything. So yeah, that's kind of that makes me a lot different from them.
If there's one thing that you could change in the music business right now, out of all the time you've been in it, like what would that be?
The thing that I would change is actually it's happening as we speak. They're making these changes now, but I would change the fact that everything is going just based off of how many followers you have,
right?
And, you know, what that social media presence is, because I think that's where we get a lot of artists that lack substance.
Right.
Instead of having artists that we know are going to be around for decades, you might have somebody that's only hot for a year. And a lot of labels are losing out on money because they're investing in these artists that's only hot off of one song. And I feel like now the labels are, they're making changes. They're, you know, they fired off, laid off a lot of people, and they're trying to bring in new people so that it can go back to how it was, where you're looking for good music and you're looking for people that's genuinely talented. I think that they got so used to looking at Instagram numbers and everything like that, they didn't even develop artists anymore. Like,
right.
That made, you know, it's like the easy way out for the labels.
Right. What do you think about the state of, you know, New York music right now? Sometimes, you know, like for me, you know, being from Brooklyn, you know, I listen to music all over. Like, I'm in Florida now. That's where I'm stationed, right? But, you know, all my family is still, you know, pretty much up north. So, from a music perspective, all I hear is like New York music is—it's not sounding the same. New York's not New York. No, like, what is your take on it? Like, how do you feel about the music there right now?
I think that drill is like what the sound is right now. Right. In New York. It is a little oversaturated, but I do think New York's just having fun. You know,
right.
They've been bars forever. Like, but you also have people that's like Favi that's coming out and. He got bars, but he's also hopping on a drill beat. So you can appreciate the lyricism and the music.
Right.
And, you know, right now, if that's the wave, a lot of people is just hopping on that wave because it's the wave right now, you know.
Right.
It seems like that's what's going to make you go viral. They're going to go ahead and do it. And I can't be mad at that.
No, I mean, I like your take on it, too. You get what I'm saying? Like, for, you know, for me, I'm more like, as long as I can tell the difference between you and the next artist, I don't really care. You get what I'm saying? Like, as long as I know, okay, this is you, that's them, right? As long as I can tell the difference, you don't sound the same, and you know, I'm good with that. You get what I'm saying? So tell the people where else they can find Deja, because Deja got a lot going on and they need to be tuned in.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything, Twitter at Deja Destinee Official, DejaDestinee Official. And also I got shows lined up all week, you guys. We got a show on Sunday, New York at Day Summit. We got a show on Monday. We got one on Wednesday, one on Thursday.
You got Day Summit coming.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie Scott. Shout out to the homie Scott. Scott's my boy. Scott's my D. You know, my G. You know what I'm saying? So we talk a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, we don't hang out or nothing like that. But the dude, you know, he's definitely doing something with the Day Summit. You know what I mean? Shout out. I know a couple people, you know what I mean? My man D Chambers is gonna be part of it. So, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people, you know, coming through. So I ain't mean to interrupt you. Keep letting us know what the grind is. What, you know, what else you got going on? I know it's coming. What's up?
No, we got a festival at Brooklyn College going on. It's a lot of stuff that's going on. And as I said, we got 8 that's dropping too. So
as long as
you guys are tuned in, I would say the best thing to do is follow me on Instagram. Join my my Day Ones channel. It's right on my page. That's where I drop everything behind the scenes, any, you know, upcoming shows, events, interviews, everything is going to be in there.
Yo, shout out to the Deja with the Deja Williams. She said, yes, beautiful do it day. Oh, shout out mom. That's Mama Day. What's up, mom? You know what I mean? What's up, Mama Deja? You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? For supporting your I can't even talk today, for supporting your daughter, because she's a brand and she's definitely been doing her thing. She definitely got dope interview skills. You know what I mean? Shout out to her pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the whole family. You know, I think it's very important that the family is supporting you. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that they are supporting you the way that they are, they are currently and moving forward is definitely dope. You know what I'm saying? So what else you want to tell the people that they don't know, that they should know, but you kind of like, I don't know if I want to tell them yet, right? But I'm going to let them know anyway because I'm that official. Hmm. It's a lot in there, right? It's a lot in, you got to think about it, you know.
I would just say, look at them trying to calculate the drip, clocking the fabric I got on my hip. Want to be me, can't do it like this. Outfit is Mason, the boots, Celine. She getting angry because I'm looking mean. She can't escape me. I stay on the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think y'all understand what just happened. She gave y'all a couple bars, and now you have no other choice but to see, you know, what else is coming with it. So, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I need y'all to do a couple of things right now. I need y'all to make sure that, you know, you continue to support her. Let me put these people on here. Shalita McCulston. If I'm saying your name wrong, I completely apologize because I love, people say my name wrong all the time. But if they didn't know, now they know. That's what she said.
My mama in law in here. Hola.
No, stop playing. Listen, you know what? Let me put everybody up in here. Luck to God. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then she, you know, he put, what else we got? Oh, we understand. Definitely they understand. Shout out to everybody out here supporting you. You get what I'm saying? Listen, we got her song, She Her, in rotation on our radio station. Again, Jacksonville, Florida. Again, in Atlanta, Georgia right now. She Her. Make sure y'all definitely go check that out. That's on Power 107.6, The Truth. And as well as the Hype 87.3, you know, we'll repost it, retag everybody so y'all can know where to go find it. You can download the mobile apps. If y'all missed this or just now tuning in, you can hit rewind in a minute and start from the beginning, because we did this live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. LRH said, love you. This is TT. So you know who that is?
Titi.
Oh, snap. Listen, everybody is in the building. You get what I'm saying? Ebony Combs, what you say? Okay, cousin.
Hey,
Ebby. Yeah.
So she family definitely. Yeah, okay.
Family's familying in right now. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got?
We got my sister. My team just entered the chat.
Under the influence. She up next. Let's go. Listen, I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As an artist, you know, I'm definitely your fan. Keep doing your thing. So first of all, everybody that's tuned in, first of all, let me say I appreciate you. You here for her. So that means you definitely doing some things. Please continue to support her. Please continue to push her to the next level and let everybody know it. She ain't nobody to mess with, and anything else is uncivilized. You get what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? Anything else is uncivilized. I had to throw a little something in there. You ain't here dropping bars.
Anything else is uncivilized.
You know what I mean? Like, it's,
I can agree.
You know. So other than that, you know, any shout outs you want to give to the people? There's a lot of people here supporting you, but you know, any shout outs you want to give out?
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to the family. I love y'all for tuning in. Shout out to my team Under the Influence in the chat. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, and everybody else, all of my new day ones that's about to follow me. You know what I'm saying? When you guys join the channel, it's a lot of updates in there. Like, we about to get active. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get active. You got to take it to the next level. I can't wait to repost this. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to repost this. But yeah, other than that, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for the opportunity to interview you, to really talk about your life, what you got going on. The write-up that's going to come behind this is going to be real crazy. So I need y'all to be prepared. Also, we also going to have this on our podcast networks, right? So that's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. That way you can go back and replay it. Any last words you want to say to anybody out there that we might have forgot to talk about, forgot to mention before we get out of here?
I just would say, you know, make sure that y'all tune in, stay tuned, and yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate
Definitely, definitely. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep taking it to another level. This is On The Grind Live, Shaw Cypher, Deja Destiné, Fix Your Face or Face Your Fate. This is how we do it. We're going to take it to a whole nother level. Anything else is uncivilized. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Talk to y'all soon. Enjoy the rest of y'all night. Have a great weekend. Salute.